And welcome to Two Lords About Swords, a podcast that is mostly dedicated to Nintendo games that aren't necessarily aimed for children. On the docket today, a brand new Fire Emblem Heroes Legendary banner is announced. And we also have Smash Ultimate. It's less than a week away, and we're going to talk about it. And finally, we're also going to discuss the Game Awards, trailer predictions and all. Joining me today is my co-host, Neil.
Hello.
Hello, Neil. But we're also joined today by a special Outrealm Lord, Shane. Shane, how are you?
Fantastic. I'm glad you finally summoned me.
Oh, that's good. So, we might as well get straight up to our first topic here. The new Legendary banner is announced. It's also out. And, Neil, how do you feel? I usually go to you first.
Sad.
Sad?
Sad that, like, the other units that are in it. So, I'm just like, ugh.
I've been just trying to pull colorless, and it's not been working. I'm sitting at 10%, and I probably spent around 100 orbs. And it's like, oh, okay. Okay.
I got Summer Cordelia and Summer Noir.
Wow. Lucky.
Yeah, I am lucky. I didn't need them, but...
I wanted Nina.
And I wouldn't have mind Hilder. Hilder, is there like a fancy way to say his name?
You mean Freed?
Freed? The dude?
The new guy.
The new guy.
Hareed. It's Freed.
Freed.
But there's an H!
Yeah,
yeah.
Freed.
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 Hareed.
Freed.
Hareed.
Huh? Like,
yeah. What do you guys think of Freed?
Freed.
He's an OC. I don't like the OC characters.
Okay, but how about, his build, his stats and stuff.
Neil.
I mean, if you wanted legendary Ike but slower and on a horse, this is your guy. His sword is an Omnibreaker thing, which is a set that they've been like running that on like other units already that has been like crazy expensive. But he just has it built into his sword. So,
well, I mean, it's more like I like to call it a
It's an Omnibreaker sword. That's what it's called. Omnibreaker. So as in, he's got a breaker effect against everything.
Yeah.
Everything that's broken. As in, everything that's being penalized by stat ailments and...
Yeah, it only works on those units, which is why he has, like, attack spoke.
And his seal skill, which is similar to his system. Yeah.
Like I said, he's an OC.
It's a nice starting boost, well, a starting penalty for the other guys, but I find it helpful if I had it.
So, we also got another banner, I think yesterday or a couple days ago. And Neil, remember that time when you said we weren't going to get any more two-unit banners?
This one doesn't count.
Does it not?
This one doesn't count. I mean, when you look at it, what is the only other unit they could have put in this banner?
I don't know. Fjorm again?
No, Levitain.
Levitain.
We can't have the same banner twice now, can we?
I want Levitain.
Well, actually, Levitain's in the legendary banner, so there's a better chance of summoning her.
But what if they just put Levitain in here just to make you feel bad?
What? In like the person banner?
Yeah, in the two-person banner.
I find it funny that this banner is actually better than the original banner that was just the same with Levitain.
I mean, you could put the Lolly with the dragon. No, Lolly's still here. I don't know. You could put Bruno, the other OC that they still don't have.
You can't summon Bruno.
Well, they can just put him in there.
Same thing with Veronica.
No, but what
I did mention that I summoned the Lolly, right?
Yeah. Well,
how do you pronounce her name, guys?
The Lolly. The Lolly.
Yilger?
Yilger.
Yeah.
Another thing that's coming out shortly, I think it's soon, right now, the voting gauntlet between all the OCs.
Tomorrow?
All the Fire and Ice books.
Neil.
Of OCs. Do you guys like OCs? Especially the ones that are in this game and maybe Cypher?
Cypher is easier.
She's a nice...
I was going to say, I think the only one I'm probably going to vote for is Fjorm.
Yeah, because that's like the only one I have.
Same. Free to play!
I have I am only missing Hjuld for the Frosty Kingdom, Reed. Whatever its name is.
It's Hreen.
Hreen.
Oh, wait, it starts the fourth.
It's not fourth. Oh, jeez. Will the banner still be up by then? Jeez. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm voting on.
The legendary banner should probably be end.
Well, the voting gauntlet lasts 10 days. It's only 6 days long, the event. It starts on, like, Tuesday.
Yeah. Well. Rip. Oh, so yeah. Also, how does Hjuld hold his sword?
What?
Well, I have it in the notes. It's like, Neil, you want to say.
I'm going to have to read that.
You have it in the notes, damn it.
Neil, you have it in the notes. Thanks. How does he hold his sword?
Well, he holds it kind of like, I don't know.
Is it anime?
Kind of like, but like not.
Some, like a guy from that meme that was going around?
There's a meme? Oh, you mean like the anime guy? God in anime? That guy?
Gordon, may I?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have the power of God and anime on my side!
Oh, that guy. Okay. I mean, I didn't know that. So,
I mean, Shane put an image, yeah. And then I put a video that I saw like a little bit before that had the exact same meme in it. So,
anything else to talk about or mention on the Heroes updates?
You guys like the forging bots?
I mean, I've said it many times on the show already. I don't read the story. The story's mediocre.
This time because I just wanted to speed through it this time.
And plus, it's just OCs.
I was thinking I'll get around to reading it maybe tonight. All that stuff. Maybe.
It's OCs. So.
It's not worth it. Yeah. It's not worth it. It's very boring.
Yeah.
They all literally. Every single conversation is the exact same thing from every single person.
Yeah. It's like, huh. Power
the
friendship.
Only ones that are actually, I guess, somewhat different are the ones where they're all talking together.
Summoner, I love
you. The other one is literally they're just dreaming and talking to you in a dream.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's the same for every single person, that seems basically. Enjoyable.
Dream.
So.
Dream. Oh, and it's like a prequel to, like, book two.
In a team update. I'm currently working on a 4-star squadron team, I like to call them, where it's all these like heroic grail guys that I got that I didn't have before. So I got New Year's Corrin, right?
Uh-oh.
And then I've got Groom Marf, right?
Good unit.
And then I've got Valentine's Ellawood, yep, Valentine's Ellawood.
Yeah, good unit.
And then I got Marissa.
Well, she's there.
One of these, yeah. Not like the other.
She's got a lot of hit points, I guess.
Actually, I don't mind using her. She's decent.
I think it's weird because like you look at her stat line and she's just got like 47 hit points, and you're like, where did these come from? She's a Myrmidon. Where did these come from?
You don't need any. Yeah, just all HP. That's where the stat comes from.
Indeed, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not like all those new units at the start of the game's major problem is having too much hit points. I'm looking at you, Roy.
Rip, Roy.
Dude's got like 51 points. I'm like,
oh, dude, I really want to make plus 10 solo sometime.
I've got like a 4-star plus 4 or something. Or
yeah.
I don't know.
So moving right along. To our next topic, Smash Bros. Comes out in what, 5 days? No, almost 5 days.
4 days, I think.
Comes out on Friday, Thursday night for me, but comes out on Friday. Shane, since you're a guest, what are your like go-to characters so far, or at least other than like the new guy?
I like to say I main the random button.
Yeah, same. Random button's my favorite.
But if I need to choose DDD, because he's just a big stage hazard.
I mean, they made heavies better now, so...
Yeah.
I mean, they made everyone better now.
I know. Well, it's fine.
Are we going straight to that? The buffs and nerfs of all these great characters?
I mean, sure.
Okay, I have the...
I'm pretty sure they mainly just buffed everyone because landing lag is reduced across the board.
Yeah. And some hit points and damage is also increased for some guys.
Apparently Meta Knight is busted.
Meta Knight's back to being
apparently
busted.
Apparently Meta Knight's good now, again. Yeah.
He's got that... He got his multi-aerial hit thing back that they used to... The thing Bayonetta has anyway, so like...
Well, he had that in Smash 4.
Oh, he had... Okay.
It
well,
still
now...
worked in Smash 4.
Okay.
Just, it just still works now, I guess.
It's just you couldn't recover?
No, you... I don't... I'm pretty sure you still can't recover out.
Oh,
okay, I'm now just looking at the wiki for him. Yeah. He doesn't talk about his up aerial, just... all the other aerials have been improved.
Yay.
I mean, I'm still not going to use them, so...
I was going to say...
He's like the sword guy I'm not interested in at all.
The one sword guy. No.
The one sword guy.
New Final Smash. His dimensional cape travels farther. The shuttle loop.
New thing that's weird.
Yeah, just some buffs.
Some buffs. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for Rosalina and Ice Climbers because... Papa characters.
Rosalina and Luma, they had some good ones.
Roy's buffed a bunch, now he's top tier. Hooray!
Yeah.
They reduced the recharge of defeated Luma coming back.
I mean, I can't do my strat anymore.
Every other, like, patch for Smash, they changed Luma back and forth between, like, having less hit points and recovering faster, and then having more hit points and recovering slower.
Seems they change
back and forth every patch.
Okay, it's like 12 seconds in 1v1, but with more players, it's 7 seconds.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll just press the B button,
then
hide in the corner.
Multi battle buff.
My thing is that my strat kind of got nerfed with the nerf of you can't really spam rolls anymore. I used to just teleport behind, forward, behind, forward.
Okay. And hey, maybe now you can use gravitational pull for something.
I was going to say I might be able to use the down B for something. Other than to counter Neil's Foron.
What?
It's really
I
the only...
No, Dark Thunder all the way.
Yeah, well, even then, I just press the down B button. You know, the move that nobody uses on Rosalina.
They use it. Not really. No. No, they never use it. It looks weird when Thorin gets caught in it, and it's just a big, like...
It's just this big beam.
Rosalina.
It's like, whoa!
It's like, this looks awkward.
Yeah. It's like textures freaking everywhere.
I guess as for the other puppet... For your puppet characters, they got nerfed in that their puppets... The puppets can't act while the controlling person's grabbed.
Yeah.
And Nana gets that little panicking animation.
That's fine. I'll just...
Yeah, you'll live.
I'll just make sure I don't get grabbed. I'll get good.
It's not like they made a lot of grabs better or something.
Oh,
Baga.
Is Pac-Man's grab not absolutely useless anymore?
checking right now, actually. Pac-Man with his... infinitely bad zone. It's less landing lag. Ending lag. Less ending lag. The dead zone on Pac-Man's grab has been removed, increasing the move's reliability.
Is it actually a grab now? Wow.
Yeah, now it might actually grab.
Yeah.
Pac-Man will look disappointed.
is it like Link's super long grab range?
I assume it's the same range. I assume it's the same range length that it was before.
Yeah.
It's just like a weird like hitbox that didn't exist. Like it like you use it and then it just wouldn't work for some reason.
And it had it was a long.
It was super long and slow.
Yeah. Speaking of long grab long to do grabs, Luigi's new grab.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Luigi.
Yeah. I guess I saw a little footage of him slipping and sliding and grabbing mid icy.
Yeah,
that's probably why they gave him a new grab. that and they want to advertise Luigi.
Cat Falcon could do that before. He could just run, grab, and then keep like sliding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can't do that with Luigi. Can't have that with Luigi, I guess. I don't know.
So, I've asked Neil this, but I've never actually asked you about this, Shane. If you could have one of your favorite characters come into Smash's DLC, who would you have?
I want Bandana D.
Bandana D.
I would say Geno or something, but I guess he's not my favorite now that I'm just been following everyone else's.
I mean, Bandana would be cool. It'd be really funny.
He's a cute toy.
I don't know how they would do him.
I mean, he's already got a moveset if you played any of the games with him in it. Sure, two?
Right. Yeah. Two.
He like throws a spear. He's
first ever spear. First ever spear fighter.
I mean, he's got a
spear fighter, guys.
Rip Ephraim.
No, dude. Ephraim spear Rip battle would be Bandana D. The Bandana D spirit with him. Rip, yeah. Rip or Ephraim. Any other. We'll have Obero.
Why would we have her over Ephraim?
I don't know, I was going to say...
Well, Ephraim's already in the game, so if they wanted to add more spear fighters, spirits...
Ephraim?
Nephilim.
As a character.
Yeah. Oh, well, of course.
As a
Rip
fighter.
As a character, because we already have a spear fighter.
If we get Bandana D. Right?
Speaking of spirits?
Now, I was going to say, speaking of spirits, you have a wonderful list of the of the Fire Emblem spirits, which I think we're gonna just focus on.
Oh shoot,
do you have the whole
list? The list of everyone. Are they not like?
No.
Are they split up by series?
This one is split up by series.
Okay,
so yes.
Good. We're just gonna focus.
That's perfect.
We're just gonna focus on the Fire Emblem spirits
because there's way too many, and most of them are obscure.
Chain, if you want to leave that link in the doc. And I will put it in the description box.
Okie doke.
Because if people want to see all the spirits, there's a little link.
Unfortunately, it is just names, so no actual pictures or stuff. So when you see Goku on the list, you'll be like, oh snap, it's Goku.
Oh snap.
And then you find out, oh, he's from Japanese Famitsu game, and he's just the monkey from Journey to the West, and he's with. Okay, well, shit. Still, he counts as a spirit fighter with a battle, yeah. Okay. So, do you want me to read through this list, or?
We'll probably just talk about it. I'm just looking for where. Hold on. I'll just Control F.
Yeah, Control F Corrin, and you'll see the ones underneath there.
Control F Corrin or Control F Marth?
Marth.
Well, I think Corrin would be on top because alphabetical, right?
No, it went in order of games with priority with Smash characters.
All right.
Hey, so, I made it somehow.
I found it. All right. So, we have Marth to start with. Yay.
It's basically like all the characters that are actually in.
We have Lucina and Roy bracket Fire Emblem bracket. So it's not Roy from the
Koopalings.
The Koopa deed. We got Chrome. Google Chrome. He's back.
Google Chrome is in the game.
Two different Ikes.
Two different Robins.
Two Corns. A Sita.
Yeah.
Wonder what Sita will do.
Wing Spear. Effective against all horse and armored. Oh.
A Metis? Medius?
Medius.
Medius. I don't know who that is.
He's the final boss of the first game.
Oh, okay.
The remake of the first game, and I think the third game.
And
the remake
We got Jagen, Jagger,
Jagen, Drogue,
and then Doga.
Dwarg, his spear battle in the playthroughs I've seen is really early on.
Doga.
So you'll be fighting King K. Rool, the blue one, and he'll just randomly increase in defense or something. So. Mm.
And then we got the best spirit.
In a competitive fighting game.
And then we got Weirs. He's here.
The best spirit.
The best spirit.
It'll be a support spirit, probably, but...
It's fine. I'm going to run Weirs and...
Eno.
Weirs, Nino, and Elise. It'd be the worst. And then we got Bored, Cord, and Barst.
All combined into one spirit.
I'll give you a hint. Only one of them's good.
That's very true.
How? What happens when you get your spirit fused with another person?
Well, it becomes Super Saiyan?
Sure.
And we got Navarre, bad unit.
I mean, yeah.
Then we got Merrick. We got Merrick. Good unit. Then we got Minerva. Good unit. Then we got Linda. Lind.
Okay unit.
The Pegasus sisters, I'd say only one of them is good.
Mostly good. There's one glaring flaw.
Then we got Tiki. Good unit.
Tiki, the OG lolly dragon.
Is Awakening Tiki also in there? She better be.
She's got an assist trophy, so.
And we got Garnath.
Yes, she is, I think.
No one can beat Garnath.
You can't beat Garnath. It's not possible.
And then we got Anna and Camus. I hope he's riding a cow.
I wish.
Is there a cow anywhere in Smash Brothers?
If you were going to say Fire Emblem, I would have been like, yeah. There's a cow tile in Fire Emblem. It's great.
Then we have Almond Celica and Almond Celica.
Young.
Bracket, Young, bracket.
I wonder if Young Almond and Celica evolve into Almond Celica.
Damn.
I wonder if that's the only evolution in all of the Fire Emblem aside from
We'll get to that, Neil.
I hope my Weirs evolves into a Mist and then evolves into a Elise.
What if Young Tiki evolves into Adult Tiki?
Ooh.
That would be good because Adult Tiki is so much better.
And then we have Sigurd and Sulef.
Hold on. Almond Silica are the only characters from Echoes.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
they are like probably the best characters from Echoes.
And they don't count as their own separate
person. I mean, I kind of wish, you know, Bowie and May got in. How about Bowie and May?
Why do they need to be together?
Because, I don't know.
Like, why can't we just have May?
Bowie and May. Because she's not at the top of her game, dude.
Come on.
True.
Malabar and Leon.
Then we got.
Oh yeah, where's the main character Malabar?
Yeah.
Where's he?
MC Malabar.
He's the third protagonist. Why is he not here?
Should probably also mention all those characters from FE1, probably using their original game art.
Yes.
Which.
I hope so.
I can see them doing the remake. Because technically in America, we never got the original.
Neo, Drog was using his original.
Okay.
And so was Barst and Korn, and so was Weirs. They were all...
Yes.
Weirs is the best. I don't even... Did he ever remake official art?
Speaking of original art, we have Sigurd and Sulef. Your Sigurd evolves into a Sulef.
Wait.
Sulef. Then we got Julius and Daedra. Daedra. And then we got Leaf, bracket, Fire Emblem, bracket.
Not to be confused with Leaf from Animal Crossing.
From Animal Crossing. Yeah, true. Leaf.
The OG then, Smash.
And then we got
Fire Emblem rep.
We got Lilina. Rip Lilina for Smash Brothers.
Lilina. Don't worry, I'll help you if I possess you.
And then we got Lin.
If we look, there's so many FE1, and then it's just like, Leaf.
Leaf.
Next game, it's just like, what? We have two. We're the only ones?
I mean, look at FE6.
7 is quite a bit. Jeez.
And we got Lin, and then Lin, bracket, Blade Lord, bracket.
I wonder if Lin promotes into this Blade Lord thing.
And then we got Ellawood, and we also have Hector, bracket, Fire Emblem, bracket.
And we got, could have been Castlevania.
And we got Ninian, Raven, Corel, bad unit. Nino, good unit.
Can Ninian be trained by Ellawood the Spirit? Oh man, I got Elowood. Ninian.
Ninian. And then moving on to FE8, we got Erica, Ephraim, best girl, Lara Shell. She's here. Lude isn't. Get good. We got Lion, Leon.
Lion.
And then for FE9, I think, we got Soren, Ashnard. I don't know what the hell that is. Is he good?
That's the final boss.
Oh, okay. Then we got Titania. Titania.
Titania.
And we got Mist, the stage one evolution with the weird evolution.
Wait. Soth is here. Is it FE9 Soth?
Oh.
Oh.
Have you seen the images?
No, it's just names, but I didn't see Soph yet. But
because, like, if you scroll down, right? There's two Alincias, right?
It'll be FE8.
So it'll be FE9.
Oh, I guess. And then we got Black Knight.
Double.
I hope, like, it should probably be the FE10 one because he actually matters in that game.
And then we got Alincia. And then we got Zelgius. And then we got Micaiah. And then Queen Alincia.
Alincia. Hey, another promotion.
And then Nina?
Yeah.
Nino?
Yeah, she's there. She's from, like, the remake of the first game. She's in the first game. So.
And then we got Sirius. He's here.
Also a remake from the first game.
Yeah.
And then, man, Sirius, that new and original character?
Yeah, new and original character.
I wonder if he rides a cow.
And then we got Lissa, the stage two evolution of the Weirs evolution line.
Clearly. I mean, it just makes sense.
He's not dope.
And then we have Long Q.
Navarre again.
Yeah, basically. Cordelia, which apparently everybody likes. I'm sitting there like, okay.
Yes.
I guess. Cordelia. And then we got Farja, Fic 5 Save Lives.
Hey, she made it in. Let's see if she didn't get censored.
Oh, she probably did.
Got censored, I mean, so there's probably just some random cape in the way.
Yeah, probably. And we got Tiki, Bracket Naga's voice Tiki, so Cleavage Tiki. So Cleavage Tiki, which they probably censored.
I wouldn't say,
because we saw her in the assist trophy. Is she censored in the assist trophy?
I don't know.
I mean, that's probably what it's based off of.
Yeah, probably. And then we got,
I don't know, she censored Corrin, so.
And then we got Owain, and then Sevra, because people want Sevra. And we got Walhart and Gangrel style. And then,
Walmart
and then Gangrel style. And then we got Azura, because you are the ocean's great way.
She was lost in thoughts all alone.
Then we got Garen.
Everyone's happy to see Garen. Their
groans of increasing discomfort. And then we got Jacob, because apparently.
Butler.
Oh man, Jacob from Persona?
Wait, what?
When is he coming?
I mean, you know Jacob's Japanese name?
No.
Joker?
Oh. No,
by the way, I just find on page Joker just to make sure. Just to make sure.
I was going to say, if Persona. Seriously, I want Persona in this game.
I mean, we do have representation from
SMT. Yeah, Tokyo Mirage Sessions. Which we'll get to. And then we got Hinoka, everyone's favorite
smoker.
Favorite smoker.
Did we skip Ryuma? I don't know. It doesn't matter.
The Ryuma Lobster Man. And then we got Takumi. You could have gave it to Gordon instead. Then we get best girl. Elise is here. Stage three of the Weirs Evolution line. The final form. The Mega Evolution.
The final form.
The Mega Evolution.
I don't
hear. Elise Mega evolved into Elise. Then we got Camilla.
The Elise-ite.
Camilla, who's censored. So rip.
Woo.
Then we got Leo. And Sakura, bracket
Sakura,
fire.
Sakura, who's been adopted into the Nor family for this one,
apparently.
Not to be confused with Sakura Samurai, or Sakura from Street Fighter.
Or Sakura, the game developer of Smash Bros. Then we got Xander, and we get to the best Fire Emblem character. We got two different versions of Tsubasa.
Woo!
We don't have.
We're not even gonna pronounce his last name.
Is she? But we don't even have the main character.
Nope.
Nope. Just Tsubasa.
What was his name?
Itsuki has been cut.
Yeah, rip Itsuki.
We needed more fan service from Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
As you scroll down, we see Fire made it in over him.
Yeah.
Hey guys, what's the Shin Onigashimaru Ken? I don't know. I just scrolled down and saw Shin. I was like, is that Shin Megami Tensei?
Oh man.
So Shin, I guess quickly scroll through all the other ones.
It looks
you guys
Celeste as a spirit. Celeste. Polar Bear. Yo, DLC character, the polar bear from Ice Climbers.
The whole list of all the things from Ice Climbers.
Polar Bear. Yo, we played that game. Just side note, Neil and I played that game.
Yo, I was a fucking champ until we got to the bonus zones.
That game was like fucking. That's can't. We gotta do it again. But that game's like
Magical
canceled.
Vacation.
I have no idea. Look at all these. Oh, Starly?
Wait, is Pokemon down more? We gotta go through these Pokemon.
Right.
See, oh, here we go. Look at these. Oh and Snor. Terrible mom.
Alright.
See? Yes. Metapod got in, guys.
Metapod!
Okay, seriously.
Come on. What are they doing? They don't even have Charizard. They just have Charizard X. Oh, Charizard. Why is Charizard not next to it? I don't understand this.
Hold on. What is Metapod's spirit battle?
Use Harden.
It's Kirby spamming down B.
It's Kirby spamming down B, increasing.
It's probably just infinite metal.
Yo, Wooper got in.
Wooper.
Yeah.
Wooper is the best.
Vulpix, Alolan Vulpix.
Slygon is in.
Meowth. That's right.
Meowth, that's right.
Gengar is in it. Yeah. Alolan Exeggutor? Yo.
Guys, a lot of these were. The Pokeball in anyway, so.
But Mega Kangaskhan.
Mega Kangaskhan isn't, yes.
Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres are all one.
Why did they put Togedemaru in here?
Togedemaru. Unknown. Unknown.
I like how as you progress through generations, there's just less and less Mons. That's a good sign.
That's
there's more
sign.
Spirit, there's more.
They put Chikorita in, but not none of the other two Gen 2 starters. Isn't that, like, the least liked?
Right.
Anyway, there's a bunch of Mega Evolve Pokemon that are like, hey, here's Pokemon that evolve because our spirits evolve. We already saw.
Yo, I found the best spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, Big the Cat is a spirit.
Yo, wait, Big the Cat is a spirit?
Big the Cat is a spirit.
Yo, spirit battle. Purple Incineroar.
Does Blaze the Cat evolve into Big the Cat?
Wait, did I say Blaze the Cat? Big the Cat. That's what I meant.
Oh. You said Big the Cat.
Yeah, Big the Cat.
I heard Big the Cat.
Blaze the Cat evolve into Big the Cat.
Yeah.
She just gets bigger.
Oh, Silver the Hedgehog, you know, like.
I'm just saying.
If
man, there's a lot of mans here.
All the mans.
Nightman. Who's Nightman?
Oh, but they have Splash. Oh, man. Never mind.
They got the letter X in the game.
Man. All right.
Where's Splash? They got Splash Man.
Man, they got Loki from Fire Emblem.
Loki from Fire Emblem.
Wait, actually, what's that one from?
That's clearly it, right?
Wow.
Affinity?
Oh, I like how scrolling down, it's just like Bear Hugger, Shulk, Karate Joe, Forest Man. Wait. Shulk is by himself.
Mifra, Kyra, so Poppy, Alpha, Tora, Nia's in, Morag, Zeke, and Rex. They're all here.
Yo, what? Why is Zelda so They've got like a section for Zelda, and it's so small.
Yo.
It's got like.
I think the Zelda ones were way at the top.
Yeah, but there's like a bunch of Zelda right here. They got Postman in the game.
Yeah. Rip. Calamity Ganon.
Calamity Ganon.
Yeah, I think they're actually just starting to get out of sort.
Yeah, they're just way out of order because there's Moblin. There's a bunch of Zelda stuff here now.
The Odyssey, Mario in a wedding dress. Oh, hey, there's Rex and Pyra.
Well, so
they got Tora in.
Yeah, I saw. So moving on from the spirits discussion. From the spirits discussion. Shane,
hold on, one more.
What?
Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, and they also have Pikachu Libre.
How many Pikachus do they need?
I don't know. 18?
Okay, sorry. Let's move on to
Shane, you wrote down your favorite returning stages. Do you have any that are coming back?
No, I forgot. I put that there. oh man, I'm so glad that Spear Pillar.
Spirit Tracks? Spirit Tracks.
Or, okay, actually, yeah, Spirit Tracks. That's
amazing. I mean, I've been a Pokemon Stadium fan ever since I was a kid, so I'll probably still do that one. And then,
you know what I'm hoping?
I like the Street Fighter map.
The turn off, like, the stage hazards.
Yeah.
I'm hoping if you do that and then select Reset Bomb Factory, it's just the first part.
Yeah.
Because that was actually an okay stage.
Yo,
it's just it was off to 3DS, and then after the stage changed, it just got really bad.
Yo, Flat Zone 2?
You guys remember Golden Plains?
No.
Exactly. That was also in the 3DS one.
Oh, and it was
before the new Super Mario Bros. 2.
Oh.
Remember that Mario map where you just collected coins?
Yeah, that was... That was fun.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Pack back. Is everyone happy about Pack World? No,
Pack World.
Where's Pac-Man?
What about that one really large Kid Icarus stage? Is that one?
I'm pretty sure.
Why would they get rid of that one? They have to have the Palutena as guidance.
Oh yeah, true. What about that Kirby World that was like super cancer?
I mean, probably.
It's here.
No.
Okay, how about Venom? Remember Venom?
No.
That was the
Venom?
Star Fox. Yeah. That was the Star Fox.
Did they bring it?
Facing forward, and it was all lava everywhere, and you unlocked Falco on that stage. From Melee.
I mean, I know it. Is it in?
Yeah, it's in.
Oh. Okay.
Grimstar Depths. It's back too. That's gonna be fun. Let's see if they fix
it. Craig, spin it!
Craig, spin that track! Boop, 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 boop.
Shane, you wrote down that any like plans for the weekend, for the launch weekend.
Yeah.
For sure, what I'm probably gonna do, because I will be playing Thursday night, because I can't really play Friday, but I'll play Thursday night at midnight, probably be in the Skype call. And then sometime on the weekend, we'll play some random silly games, hopefully. As long as the online freaking works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paying for it, so it better.
Okay. I guess I'll... Yeah, that's the... Yeah,
I'm
gonna... Friday is...
I'm trying to get
the launch
Discord unit that isn't Link, so...
Yeah.
There's going to be a game night. Oh. There's going to be a game night for my program that's... And we'll definitely all just be playing that, even though we don't have the characters unlocked, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be next.
The 12 characters.
Yeah, Neil and I are probably just going to and just 12. Do friendlies and unlock all the characters, hopefully.
Yeah.
And we'll probably straight. Go.
I guess I might do some of the story, even though it's just kind of like, eh.
I'm expecting the story to be like, one of the faster ways to unlock characters.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I still can.
They did. People have found how to unlock characters, like kind of efficiently.
Oh. How is that?
It there is you can do it through classic mode.
Okay.
Presumably, every time you play with a new character, you'd unlock another new character that would unlock another new character when unlocked, but as like a branching pathways thing, but I don't know if it's like set in stone.
It's like if you do it with Link, it'll unlock a Zelda character until you've gone through all the Zelda characters, then it will unlock some other random franchise.
So what you're telling me?
It's kind of weird seeing playing as Pikachu, you go to Cloud, then Isabelle, Pikachu.
Wait, Cloud? Yeah, the first person that unlocks after with Pikachu.
Exactly that. I think it's completely random.
Right away. We get the sword, dude.
Yeah, I guess so.
Cloud. Okay.
Alternatively, there's...
Figure out how to unlock Rosalina real fast.
Alternatively, yes, when you get the characters in the new...
Marth's the first one you get.
Yay.
Yeah, Marth's pretty soon in the Light World of Light. But allegedly, you can also unlock them when you leave the World of Light as... soon as you play, I don't know, 10 minutes of the game, you unlock another one by getting out.
Okay.
I mean, they showed where you get Marth. I think he's just, like, roughly in the center. So, it seems decent.
Yep.
You gotta find Moses.
At that point, so I assume he's not too far along.
Have they figured out if World of Light is the single-player mode?
Or is it is. Yes.
It's not
single-player.
It's not couch co-op. Fuck. I was really hoping it'd be couch co-op.
Okay. And for versus matches, I'm pretty sure they said 10 matches within 10 minutes. Oh. Which means you cannot just suicide off the edge until you get to 10.
Oh, no. Oh, I was going to say, oh, shit. What if you play, like, there's just a 10-minute cooldown.
Yes, there's like a 10-minute cooldown. Matches?
I thought it would have been like an interval based thing. Like 10, like 20.
No, 30,
skip a few.
No, I 50. Think it'd be 10 for every character, but you have the 10-minute cooldown between each, which means you should probably just play, 3 minutes or something. Just, you can't gimp it.
Just put a 2-minute timer on.
Unless, of course, you restarted the game and then the timer gets reset, but come on, you don't want to jump the game like that.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to play World of Light Classic. So.
Yeah, just play World of Light and Classic.
That's good enough, I guess. Alright, well, moving on from the Smash Brothers talk.
One more thing.
Okay.
Alright. There's the new replay mode. Can we have Machinimas back?
No.
Leave that in the 2000s, please. leave that in the 2000s.
That died along the credibility of IGN. IGN.
Of IGN. Then Machinima.
We leave everything back there.
Yeah.
And I guess the other thing I still had in my doc was playing that design a spirit battle thing.
Oh, and Stage Builder's gone, right?
Yeah, Stage Builder's gone.
Right?
Brony.
Oh, we can't make cancer maps. I can't make Minecraft a map.
You can't play on a giant...
flaccid.
I can't play on the giant letter D? Dang it. ABC was my favorite map.
They can add it in post,
guys. I was going to say, where's my Dragon Ball Z map? Where's his DBZ?
Where's Goku?
Where's Goku?
Oh, he's in the game.
Some other character.
So... moving right along, we have ourselves a little Game Awards discussion. The nominations have been out for about a few weeks. I was going to talk about them for last episode, but Neil isn't too interested in it. But Chan is. Here you are. And we're also going to just basically kind of like throw some random trailers out there that we may or may not see. so we might as well get right started as I... get that link again for the Game Awards. Give me one.
So professional.
Yeah, I know, right? All right. So
we are super professional.
Yeah. So
we talk over each other all the time.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So I'm not going to. We're not gonna go through every single category because
you can just name the you know, the games that are in pretty much every category.
So
that they can be eligible
the
for.
The Game of the Year nominations are Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Celeste, God of War, Marvel Spider-Man, Monster Hunter World, and Red Dead Redemption 2. Now, I don't know about you, but I voted for God of War because that game was excellent.
I played a snippet of all of these games, like just the beginning. I don't know if I can really say that.
I mean, I played all but Celeste and Red Dead Redemption 2 and AC, but I've already played that.
It's so amazing Celeste this year.
I know. That's actually really interesting that like an indie just kind of makes it. It's like, oh, okay.
Well, I guess last
wasn't there an indie last year? Doesn't like PUBG count as an indie?
Yes, but
I don't even know who did PUBG. It was like a small team, I think.
Player Unknown.
And then
it's his battleground.
And then it became PUBG Corp. And best ongoing game, we don't really care.
Hold on, Overwatch.
Sure.
I mean, Overwatch won it last year, so.
So they probably shouldn't win it. Vote for Fortnite, guys.
Vote for Fortnite.
Fortnite can die.
Best game direction. We got A Way Out. We got Detroit.
Fuck the Oscars.
Fuck the Oscars, guy. We got Detroit Become Human.
Remember when they said that, like, single player campaigns are dead?
We got Detroit Become Human, God of War, Spider-Man, Red Dead Redemption 2. I don't want to vote for God of War for all of them, so I'd say Spider-Man, because Spider-Man was amazing.
I voted for A Way Out.
Yeah.
I don't want that guy.
I actually did like that game when we played that snippet of it. So.
I wanted to play that. Best narrative. Detroit, God of War, Life is Strange 2, Episode 1, Marvel Spider-Man, and Red Dead Redemption 2. I have a feeling that RDR2 is going to win this one, but I would want to say the God of War should win that one.
But what about Detroit Become Human?
I've heard good things about it, but it's not my kind of thing.
It's super narratively, okay. Yeah.
Best art direction. All right. We got AC Odyssey, God of War, Octopath Traveler, RDR2, and then Return of the Obra Dinn.
If you're noticing a trend here. Red Dead Redemption 2, God of War, and somewhat like AC Assassin's Odyssey. Creed getting nominated for everything possible.
I voted for Octopath because Octopath is beautiful, and I still want to play that game. I'm hoping that it might like go like $10 on sale.
The demo, guys.
I know, I played it.
I played the demo, and I was fine with it.
Yeah.
I didn't need to play anymore.
I want to play the entire game.
Neo, you should at least play the as a thief. I'll choose the thievers because I like it's Chris. Thief. Remember Kerberfer?
The thief.
I'm good. Okay. Apparently, best. If you choose the thief, it's like the story makes slight sense.
Best
because if you
score.
Go to the thief's place, if you didn't choose him first, he's just like, hey, some thieves ask him to help, and he's like, nah, I don't work with people. And then you go over, and he's like, hey, you want to work with me?
Best score / music, Celeste, God of War, Spider-Man, Ni No Kuni 2. It got a nomination, guys. Octopath.
Did he get two?
No, I think
Ni No Kuni. Oh, I thought it was on the other one as well.
RDR2.
Thank you, Spotify.
I want
by Spotify.
Yeah, no, presented by Spotify. I don't know. They're all pretty good for music. I'd say God of War soundtrack was really good, but honestly, I kind of want Ni No Kuni to get a game, an award, or Octopath again. Because
there's no Persona on here, so I'm like,
Persona was last year.
Persona was last year.
Yeah, I know.
Next year we'll get Persona Q2 on a nomination, so hopefully.
Maybe that. Yeah.
Actually, no, it came out in November in Japan, but it comes out in America in February, so maybe we'll see.
Does it go by world releases?
Maybe. Best audio design.
Doble.
We got
Call of Duty,
Forza, God of War, Spider-Man, and RDR2.
Todd really loves their sounds.
Call of Duty sounds pretty good. Forza also sounds pretty good. It sounds like a good car.
Forza's probably the radio, isn't it?
And it's also a car noise.
Also just car noises, I guess. Yeah.
I want to say Spider-Man or God of War, but RDR probably been that one. Best performance. We got, oh God, I got to say Brian names.
DeArch.
Brian Deckard as Connor from Detroit Become Human. And we got Christopher Judge as Kratos from God of War, whose voice is amazing and honestly, it's, yeah, honestly. And we got, I'm not going to try to pronounce her name, as Cassandra from Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Sure.
Something Greek really loves
she's Greek.
Gay culture or something. Yeah.
And we got Roger Clark as Arthur Morgan, who's a really good voice actor too. So it's like, oh, from RDR2. And then we got Yuri Lofana, I think that's how you say it, as as Peter Parker from Spider-Man.
It's Mars. Who's, guys, look, it's Mars.
who's amazing. He's Spider-Man. Wait, that's the voice actor for Spider for Marv?
Marth, yeah. And Ella Wood.
There you go.
Well, Neil, so, I know who you're voting for.
Yeah, I saw it and I was like, oh man, it's an actual guy I know.
I mean, Christopher Judge. Christopher Judge takes my heart. Is Games for Impact.
I unfortunately voted for Brian before, so.
Oh. Alright, well, Games for Impact, which is one of my personal favorite topics or awards. Hellblade won it last year, and that made me really happy. Yeah. We have 1111 Memories Road. Never played it.
Never heard of it.
It's I think the World War One game. I think it's pretty good. We got Celeste again, which I feel like would probably win it because that was really, really good.
That's I mean the only game I recognize that like Florence, hey, I think it came out.
Life is Strange 2 Episode 1, and then The Missing JJ Macfield and the Island of Memories.
Yeah, that one.
That one that I've never heard of.
No, that's the squarey side scrolling where you kill yourself but you to solve puzzles.
Oh.
Take a look of it. Make sure the sound is on and just cringe at the audio design in that. That should have gone. Best sound design.
Best indie game. We have Celeste again. We have Dead Cells. Into the Breach.
Cough cough plagiarism, cough cough.
What, Dead Cells?
What?
Oh, there was the whole controversy about a reviewer that.
Oh yeah, well that's over. That's over and done.
Well, I mean that has
Dead
Cell. So,
Dead Cells isn't a plagiarist game.
Well, it's got the promotion.
I mean, it's a good game. We got Into the Breach. We got Return of the Obradin, and then The Messenger, which I voted for.
I haven't heard anyone say Dead Cells was bad.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the game is good too. But
I've voted for.
It got swamped by that controversy. So
yeah, well, it's still a good game.
It's not its fault.
It's not its fault.
Anyways, I voted for The Messenger because The Messenger was hilarious. It's like...
Yeah.
It swaps between 8-bit and 16-bit.
It's like you play through the game and then you realize, oh, wait, there is still more game. Oh,
no. You do it midway through the game.
You do it midway through.
It's yeah, like... I've heard, like, from what I've heard and what I've saw, the first half is good. Until it becomes a Metroidvania, then it's just not that as good.
And then,
people
and then we
hated
have
that part.
Two more subjects, awards.
Oh.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Sorry.
We have Best Mobile Game.
Woo!
Got Donut Country, Florence, Fortnite. Vote for Fortnite, guys.
Better than PUBG
Mobile. PUBG Mobile.
Better
And Reigns Game of Thrones. Vote for Fortnite, guys.
Game of Thrones. Oh my god.
That's
look at them.
Good. And then I'm going to skip VR because we don't.
We don't
that.
Tetris Effect. VR? It wins.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Best action adventure game. Or action game, not adventure. Not yet. Black Ops 4. Dead Cells. Destiny 2 Forsaken. So DLC could have been a thing, Neil. Rip Xenoblade.
Rip Xenoblade.
Far Cry 5. And Mega Man 11.
Hey, look, it's Mega Man.
Hey,
remember
look,
that
it's
guy?
Mega Man. Dead Cells should win it.
Action Adventure. Other guys, skip this one, Gordon. It's all those guys.
It's been on plus Tomb Raider.
It falls Tomb Raider, yeah. RDR2, Spider-Man, God of War.
Yep.
AC Odyssey.
Okay, now
best RPG. Now, this is an interesting one because I have some thoughts to say pretty much all of these games. We have Dragon Quest XI, Echoes of the Elusive Age. I'm still playing it. It's very interesting. I want to say it's probably the best so far.
Best so far, right?
Best Dragon Age game. I have a soft spot for DQ9 because that was on the DS and that was multiplayer. That was fun. Yeah, it's good. Once when it comes out to Switch, I'm probably going to do a game focus on it, so hopefully I beat it, and then I'll try to convince Neil about it. Oh, joy. Then we have Monster Hunter World, which my friend, one of my friends, put in about over 200 hours on the game. And it's good. It's not my kind of game. I enjoy kind of flying around and doing combos with the insect glaive, but that's pretty much all I do.
Yeah, dual wielding.
Neil, Krom's in this game.
What?
The voice actor is also in there.
Krom, Matt Mercer?
Matt Mercer, yeah, sorry.
Krom's in the game. Whoa.
And then we got what? Ni No Kuni 2, which, again, my friend played, and
it's like Pokemon.
It's like Pokemon. Isn't the new
what's it called? Yo-Kai Watch, kind of like it?
Ni No Kuni is actually more like Pikmin.
No, there's
like you control the little dudes, right?
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure, isn't that the direction they went with the newest Yo-Kai Watch as well?
I have no idea.
Thank you.
Yo-Kai Busters?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Because I don't pay attention to Yo-Kai Watch, because that's just kids' version of SMT. That's all it is!
Pokemon.
No, it's not even Pokemon. It's more like Shin Megami Tensei than SMT.
It's a rotation battle.
And we have Octopath Traveler, which is another one that
we talked about
soft
that
spot. Right. And then we got Pillars of Eternity 2, Dreadfire, or Deadfire. That one's good. I'm not really a big fan of the Obsidian kind of games.
I never knew it existed, but apparently it was good.
It was good. I'd say the first one's just
they
fun.
Did a good Fallout game.
Yeah. I heard it was really good.
Best fighting game.
We missed the topic.
What?
The good Fallout game. Remember you heard of that bad?
Yeah, no, that's fine. I don't care about 76 all right, at all.
Fine. That's old news. All right.
76 can suck it, or all I care. I don't even like Fallout anyways, so there's my 2 cents about it. So I don't like Fallout, so I don't really care. So best fighting game. This is a good one. BlazBlue Crest Tag Battle.
Hey, Ruby's in this one.
I don't know if I would vote for this Persona one guys. Because of the DLC controversy, but like...
I
thought they were free DLC.
Nope.
The first four... Okay.
Ruby's characters were free DLC.
Yes. The first two characters were DLC, and then like 20 more or 18 more were all part of like a season pass.
Let's see if that's a trend.
It was like
season pass?
It was like, I don't know. It was like a $40 game and then maybe like a $20, $25 season pass, maybe free, I can't remember.
Echo's DLC like pass was more expensive than the actual game.
Yeah. And then we had Dragon Ball FighterZ, which I liked, but I also... it's good, but it's very hard to get out of combos, I noticed. It's just kind of, somebody locks you in a combo. It's very Killer Instinct. Somebody locks you in a combo, you're just dead. And it's like, oh, well, that was fun. Soul Calibur 5 or 6, not 5. I'm still gonna vote for Soul Calibur because of my soft spot.
Also had the DLC controversy.
Not too much. It was just Tira.
Yeah, just Tira. Okay.
I mean, that's fine. Let's get out of that. I still voted for Soul Calibur 6 because of my soft spot, but. The ranked mode needs to be fixed. Because it's just chock full of custom characters.
Will you be watching that?
No.
It's just chock full of custom characters.
It's memes.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be fine with it if the body proportions were fine and the attack animations were still the same.
And so the I could ability actually, to search for characters would
so
be
I could,
better.
So I could actually, you know, play the game instead of playing against memes all day. Instead of, you know, I just want to face other actual characters. And once when they do that, I will definitely
serious
pick up Soul Calibur 6. Tournaments don't allow custom characters, so it's just like it's just hard to get practice online. And Street Fighter V Arcade Edition. Sure.
I could have sworn they were not going to make additional versions of Street Fighter V because they were just going to have some online pass thing.
Yeah. Oh, they do.
That was also controversial.
And
as long as you do the base Street Fighter V, you can get everything.
Right. We are going to talk, our final one, I think, is best strategy game.
Hey, look, it's the Nintendo Awards.
Oh, yeah, and then there's the Nintendo Awards.
Best fan.
Mario Tennis, Nintendo Labo, Overcooked 2, which is their indie game.
I'm pretty sure Overcooked 2 is locked to, isn't it locked to the Switch for right now?
No, it's on everything.
Came out early on the Switch.
Starlink, it's got Star Fox in it. Ubisoft, yeah,
and so it was actually built for the Switch.
I mean, like I said, we were gonna skip this one, but it's fine.
Sorry.
Mario Tennis, which should be in the fighting game place. anyways, best strategy games. We have Banner Saga 3, which I want to get into Banner Saga, but the thing is that you have to play through 1 and 2 before you can even get to 3. It's very good. Those games are amazing. It's turn based. It's actually kind of like grid based combat. I feel like you'd like it. We got Battletech. Never heard of it. It's apparently good. Okay. It's Paradox, so.
Is that Metal Gear?
Paradox is usually good. And then we have Frostpunk, which I love 11-bit. They did This War of Mine, so it's like, ooh, I kind of want to play Frostpunk, but it's hard. We got Into the Breach, which I want to play. I want to play it on the Switch eventually. The art style I don't really like too much. But it's also the guys that did what do they do? Kerbal? I think they did Kerbal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Valkyrie Chronicles 4, which we will talk about once when I get to it.
That's another podcast.
Once when I get to it. I'm playing through the first game right now and I adore it. So
and I'm close to finishing this one.
Yeah, so I'd say probably Valkyrie Chronicles will probably get my vote.
There you go.
Just because I'm playing for the first one and I adore it.
I mean, it's the only game I recognize out of any of these. Wait, actually, Into the Breach I've seen a little. Which is more than Valkyrie Chronicles 4, surprisingly.
Yeah. Well.
It didn't look great, though. So.
Yeah. Can I just throw in one more award thing? Best eSport player?
Vote for Sonic Fox?
Vote for Sonic Fox.
Sonic Fox is amazing. I love Sonic Fox.
Gay Blackberry is full of.
He's great. He's like
great,
and he's like the best. He's like the best on Injustice player in the world. He is one of the top Dragon Ball fighters. So it's just kind of like it's perfect.
Yeah, and down there for best esport moment is his fight with Go One in Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
What can we not have the Jake Paul fight? Is that an e-fight? Does that count?
Well, I think that's probably going to do it for today's episode. Shane, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at AgentMNM. But you'll find all my reblogs, and maybe if you search through the tags enough, my artwork at Tumblr. At Agent MM.
Nice.
It's agent with a J instead of a thing. Yeah. So go there before I get purged by the Tumblr bots.
You can find me on Twitter at OperaZombie707 and on YouTube at OperaZombie707. And Neil's also on Twitter at Lord_Neo. Thanks for listening.
I don't do anything on
Twitter. You really don't. Thanks for listening and have a smashing day. See you guys later.